Hello and welcome to another installment of the Casual Trekker. This is Scott. This is going to be my review of the final four episodes of Flash and its final season, because it's a four-part series finale. It's going to be like an overview, quick thoughts, not going to go plot by plot point, just the overall gist of the episode. And I feel like the strongest one of the four was the first one, where Barry was able to go and spend the day with his folks. He was able to like reconnect with them, say the things that he wanted to say to them, but he couldn't ever do. That part was good. And then I think it was the fourth part where he runs into Reverse Flash when he's going back there to kill his mom, and we finally find out. Finally. Episode one of the show had Reverse Flash going back in time with another Flash, and then Thawne stayed there, became Harrison Wells, and did his thing. And the question always was, where in the devil is this other Flash person? Because it can't be the Barry we're following, because that Barry was created just now. In the life that Barry Allen that was messing with Thawne happened differently than the Barry that we're following. So I was kind of like, where is that Flash at? Why can't we see him? It was a really irritating thing that no one else latched onto the fact that there was Reverse Flash, who did not vanish after he killed Barry's mom and took over Harrison Wells. He didn't vanish. So then by the same right, Flash, who also went back in time, shouldn't vanish. So where was he at? Well, come to find out, this whole entire time, there was no Flashpoint paradox. It was always the way it was supposed to be. The reason why we know this is because Flash from the altered timeline that we're following with Barry Allen in the series of The Flash on the CW is the Flash that came back with Thawne. But they were from two different points. Barry already knew what he was going to do. Thawne did not. So that's a curious question to how those two different points in time Barry was existing with Thawne, because Thawne had no idea what he was about to do was going to be thwarted by him, and he's going to get stuck there. Meanwhile, Flash knew darn well and well that was going to happen. So I think that's a curious debate that needs to be had, but no one's going to focus on that. That's what bugged me the most, is where's Flash Prime? Well, now I know from watching the CW conclusion of The Flash that there was no Flash Prime. We were seeing the timeline. So in seasons before, when they did the Flashpoint Paradox, there was no Flashpoint. That was not the way the timeline was supposed to go. There never was that way. It was always the way that we had seen it with Barry. Which is fine, but they made it sound like the timeline went a different way. Barry got his powers a different way, and then events happened that meant Thawne come back in time, kill Nora Allen, Barry goes to live with Joe West. That Barry we're following, the two different lives, hugely different lives. They cannot be one and the same. They're hugely different lives. One, he was with his mom and his dad. One, he's being raised with Iris by Joe West. So those do not dovetail together in nicely. So now we know that the Flash that we're following is the Flash that came back, which means the Flashpoint paradox was to a timeline that was never supposed to exist, because it can't exist because it's a bunch of timey-wimey. But it's now because of how they wrapped up the show, unless there was a third Flash there, which they didn't really seem to show. So now when we watch episode one of Flash and we see Thawne racing around with a Flash person, that is the Barry from the final season coming back trying to tell Thawne just walk away, and Thawne said I can't. And then after that he said this is a fixed point in time, he takes over Harrison Wells, bing bada boom. So now with the last episode of The Flash, we now have where that Flash went finally. That was my question. Episode one, at the end of the season, my question is, where is the other Flash at? Because Thawne, like I said a minute ago, Thawne didn't vanish. So why did Flash that was back there with him all of a sudden vanish? Because Barry went back there multiple times. ran into himself a couple of times. So now that storyline finally has some conclusion, I think. I'm going to have to watch that one episode one more time just to see, watch the pilot, then watch that, watch this last one again to make sure I'm tracking it right. But it was a little, the four episodes probably could have been two. There was a lot of extra stuff that didn't need to be in there. A lot of soap opera-like stuff that was not necessary to the plot going forward. There was a lot of things that just didn't need to happen. You were kind of like stretching out Eddie coming back and becoming this bad guy all to be stopped in 5 minutes. So it was anticlimactic series finale with way too many people going on. Instead of giving all these different antagonists a lot of time to be shining there, what they should have just done is had him take all of their powers rather than give them time to shine and do anything, because they didn't really do anything of mention, really. That would have saved a lot of time, and we could have focused. It was kind of confusing following the Eddie thing, because they didn't explain it until the very last part, when it should have really been explained in the first part. So we were like, how is Eddie alive? How is this happening? What's going on? It kind of takes you out of the episode a little bit, not knowing that particular answer to that question until they revealed it, that he was resurrected and put into this alternative timeline where he was somebody else, and then he realized he was somebody else and he got brought back into the real world. So it was kind of confusing a little bit, and then they went to 2049 and then went somewhere, and then all of a sudden his stuff is still there when he wasn't from 2049 originally. That's not where he was at. So there was a lot of convolution going on in here. But the bits and pieces with Barry's mom and dad, stuff between Iris and Barry, stuff between Nora and Barry and his mom, the final thing where they're all together and baby Nora's there, that stuff's all great. All that stuff is good. There's a lot of chunky, clunky middle parts of this four-part series finale, which I think really should have been trimmed down and cut some of these bad guys out and maybe not brought back all these people, because then why could the original Flash absorb his powers the first time, but then when he absorbed all the other bad guys' powers again, he could do the exact same thing? So it's things like that which make you just kind of scratch your head. I'm a DC fan. I love The Flash. I love Wonder Woman, Superman, Batman. I love them all. But I can look at it and critique it without it being, in fact, more just mean-spirited. In my head, I can go, why didn't they do this? That would have made this so much better. And wouldn't change what they were doing. The overall narrative of the four-part episode would have been the same. It would have just been wound down a little bit and more tightly put together so you could follow a little bit better than what was going on there. But it was cool seeing Nora hold herself as a baby. It would have been great if the negative speed force could have actually shown Eddie his future if he had taken the place rather than like a figment of his imagination. And then the one part that really rubbed me the wrong way is when Iris rejected him. He was all about destroying Barry's family, the heritage of the whole line of Barry Allen and everything else like that. And we kept on flashing back to previous moments with Eddie and the things that he said to Iris. It did not match up with how he was acting right now. So that kind of took me out of a little bit of it. It's like those things you see on the news where if I can't have you, no one can. So it was kind of going a little too far into that, I think. It was kind of like, whoa, what are we saying here? What's the message that we're trying to give to this? Because this is a show that kids watch, too, kids and adults. And sometimes, you know, families that love DC and the CW show, they will sit down and watch it. Is this sending the wrong message, I think? Overall, I would give it a 6.5. Because there was a lot of things that could have been trimmed. There's a lot of things that were great that should have been expanded upon. That should have been given more time, more breath. Like him going back and trying to call these people up and saying, hey, I'm this person, and none of them believing him. And I think they could have played with a little bit more of the present timeline, going, hey, Barry did this thing and I just remembered it. And then figure these things out like that. Instead of the cop-out, we're saying, oh, well, all the different timelines are being simultaneously affected, so therefore you don't remember it because it hasn't happened yet. That is a definition of sloppy-ass writing. Because you would remember. If you did something in 1989, the events would have affected you in 1999. There's no two ways about that. You can make it to where it automatically was now and you remember it, fine. But you should remember it. Because it happened 10 years previous. Just like the future stuff in Flash is always done so annoyingly. Because you don't know if it's actually the future or if it's like a parallel timeline. Like if you go to the future, you're going to a different branch of that future. To where when you come back to the present and go to live out that time to that future, the events you witnessed did not occur. And that's what it feels like. They never went to the future because, like, Cisco should know. The guy that replaced Cisco, he should know because he's the one that was setting up Cecile to go to the future and stuff. So they should, oh, I remember that project. We did that. And they all seem kind of amiss. I'm like, what are you talking about? Why are you acting so weird? And stuff like that. It just, they needed to have it to be where this point in time connected to this point in time to where he went, oh, wow, you're coming to here? I remember doing that, you know? And then work together. Rather than it seeming like they're not connected and they're not in the same timeline, they felt like they were disjointed a lot. Now, there's a lot I like about Flash. I haven't seen a lot of the last couple of seasons, but I wanted to make sure I watched the last four episodes because it was a four-part series finale. I like having everybody back. I enjoy looking at the person that played original Flash. He was there. I appreciated a lot of it. I appreciated everything involving Barry, his mom, and his dad. All that stuff should have been what the four part was about, rather than they could have done the Eddie thing a little bit differently. Like Eddie could have been put into an institution in the past, and Flash maybe got written a note at a certain point in time, and he went backwards and found him and brought him back home, and Eddie had to deal with the fact that he had lost Iris in a different way than he had. I mean, there's a lot of things they could have done that had nothing to do with the negative thing that was trying to take him all out and join up all the big bads of previous seasons. There's a way they could have done it, and it would have been, in my view, probably a lot better. At least better-ish. But of the four, the first one, and I think the fourth one, when he goes to kill Nora and finds out that he's stuck there. Those two episodes, probably in the last part of the fourth one, are my favorite just because it brings them all together. And that's just how they ended. And the kind of Flash shares his powers. And there's like a possible spin-off of like Flash and Friends type deal. Where all the other people have Flash powers and they can do something or whatever. So it'll be interesting to see if anything comes of that. Or if that's just something that you just think about and never comes back. And they reboot the thing in a couple of years. Who knows? But those are my thoughts on the Flash series, those four episodes specifically. Yeah, so thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great day.